Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Alexita Landa here, and welcome to a brand new episode of the Ostium Sagas. Did you know you can get access to a bunch more unreleased Ostium Sagas content? It's easy. Just become a supporting patron at the $5 level and above on the Ostium Network Patreon at patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. On our Patreon, you'll get access to many new episodes of the Ostium Sagas you haven't heard before, as well as a bunch of other bonus content. Once again, that's patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. Now, I'd just like to thank some of our new patrons for supporting the Ostium Network. Thank you to Rob, Jedia Care, Bobby, Maggie, and Lilo Berry for supporting us. We really appreciate it. Okay, let's get this Ostium Sagas episode started, shall we?
The Ostium Sagas. Saga 3. 66 MYA. Part 3.
recorder's note. Incredible. Simply incredible. See, I can use different words other than wow each time, even if I have to work at it a bit. Just when I think there can be nothing more amazing or mind-blowing as getting to see an alternate timeline to my own reality, we have this Ostium saga. I know we've only really just started at this point, but still, the evidence seems pretty conclusive. I, of course, had a dinosaur phase as a kid, and it lasted a good year or two. Couldn't get enough of them. And then watching those Jurassic Park and Jurassic World films was just sheer delight. Although the first one remains the best and most perfect, in my opinion. Just like the first Star Wars, Episode 4, A New Hope, is the best, I think. You can fight me on that if you want to. The only problem is, I won't be able to hear you, so... ha ha! Anyway, I don't think any of us really talked about it. With so much always going on, we've never had the chance, really. How far into the future can you actually go through an ostium door? And, by the same token, how far back can you go? I'm sure we can spend days discussing it, and I can't wait to share this saga with them once Jake and Mum get back. I think I'd imagined you could only go as far back as the beginning of humanity. Now, does that mean the Iron Age? The start of agriculture? Or back when we were less than Homo sapiens? I don't know. As I said, I've never really thought that deeply about it, as much as I've wanted to. Regardless, we now have irrefutable proof right here in this Ostium saga that you can go all the bloody way back to the freaking dinosaurs, when mammals were still small and relatively insignificant on the evolutionary family tree. Simply incredible. Also bloody scary. I'm anxious to find out how Ahmed fares in the land of the giant lizards, and also how this Ostium saga came to be. And final question, if you can go back in time some odd 66 million years or more, depending on what point in time of the dinosaur's very long existence this is, one surmises you can go even further back in time, perhaps even to when life first began on planet Earth. Wouldn't that be an interesting conundrum to solve? Okay, enough philosophizing. Let's get back to Ahmed's story. Saga continues. My stomach started rumbling as I realized I was hungry, and this was a human need that superseded my fear. I was also thinking it was time to come to the harsh acceptance that I was stuck here in the time of the dinosaurs, with no indication of how to get back. To use a really terrible pun, that door appeared to be permanently closed. This naturally added to my fear. More fuel for the fire, if you will, I thought, and that sparked, yes, pun intended there as well, I suppose, an idea. With time, I forced myself to accept the predicament I now found myself in, and to work on keeping me alive for as long as possible, because if there was anything I knew about this dangerous time, it was that there were many, many, oh so many things that could kill me. Wanted to kill me, and why should I help any of them by neglecting the basics of keeping one's body alive? I needed to find water, food, and shelter, ideally in that order, and also create fire as that would help improve the situation of those three basics of survival. I made myself push back through the trees once again, keeping as quiet as humanly possible. The dinosaur was very thankfully gone, while the creature it had been feeding from naturally remained. Also, to my advantage, there were no other creatures feeding off the carrion. Yet, I knew it would only be a matter of time. Forcing my courage to grow, I ran down the hill and drew close to the dead animal. There was a poignant smell of blood and meat, but not of decay or rancidness, meaning it was still relatively fresh. I thought I could handle that. Searching through some nearby rocks, I found one that looked to be made of layers. I grabbed another heavier round rock and began striking it at an angle. It gave off a sharp sound I thought was too loud, but had no choice. Soon the layered rock broke apart and I picked up a piece with a jagged edge. This would be my combination knife and saw. I began working at the meat with it until it cut away a good piece. Not too long later, I had a fair amount that I had decided would fill my stomach for the day. My hands and arms were all bloody, as if I had murdered someone, but I just pretended I had slaughtered the creature myself and would now be consuming it for food. I then spoke the ritualistic prayer over the meat, even though I was unsure if dinosaur could be considered halal in any way. I'm not even sure if this question has ever been asked by anyone.
I would not, under any circumstances, eat this raw meat. It was sacrilegious, and I would be at risk of becoming extremely sick and possibly dying. Therefore, I needed to make a fire to cook it thoroughly, and for that I needed shelter, because creating an open flame out here would be the equivalent of putting a massive target on me and inviting anything nearby with decent eyesight to come make a meal out of me.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi everyone, Steve here from the Ostium Network. To pass the time here at the Ostium Network while I'm waiting for Jake and Mum to come back, I've been immersing myself in audio dramas. One podcast I've been really enjoying recently is The Sleep-Wake Cycle. It's this great blend of supernatural horror and dark fantasy, even with a bit of noir thrown in. The neurodivergent Stroud twins were born during the Night Plague of 1983, and after a lifetime apart have been finally reunited. As reclamation agents, it's their job to restore the country to its former glory by getting it back from the kings and queens below the world. This show runs the gamut from paranormal investigation to outright cosmic horror. Right, so that's The Sleep-Wake Cycle, which you can find wherever you listen to your podcasts, or just check out rustyquill.com for more information.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.